Blog Talk Radio. Right now, but this gift is from God, of course, but through Rosa, and it's for everybody. Everybody in the audience is gonna get one, but I'm gonna give you yours first, and you're gonna be shocked what it is. The first one,
oh, wow.
It says
be fruitful.
Make sure that you are food respected.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Have some rock too, if you don't know
that's
that.
Right.
They looking pretty. Y'all know how when you bruise an apple, it looks good on one side, another side you bruise, and then you just fall the whole bunch. So be cautious in this season.
Yes.
And that way, I'm telling you, that each one, reach one, is so important.
And she caught the vision because, of course, she caught it from It's All God. And here at the mansion with the Sold Out to Jesus t-shirts, and also Kelly Lane, Warrior Nation, you know, she has all this t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, this is just a tool. The shirts, I love wearing them because it's a tool to minister to people when they ask questions, you know, because they will. There's going to be people that are going to ask you, hey, what does that mean? Why are you wearing that shirt? What is that, you know, and it's an open opportunity to share the gospel. Just like everybody wear the Dallas Cowboy t-shirts and Texas Longhorns. Hey, y'all see me? Jesus all the way.
Yeah,
it's going to be about salvation, about eternity. So, and just like everybody else is bold about it, so am I.
Yeah.
So are we, right? And and she's reaching out to the Spanish community. We're reaching out to where God has us, and we're all connected, doing life together. So I think that is awesome.
Yes, sir.
And our family keeps growing and growing, our familia.
Yes. Awesome. That is so beautiful.
Yes.
So good morning, Rosa. Thank you for the gift, and we appreciate you like no other.
Yes.
Once again, we are going to get to our topic today.
Yes.
Because everybody's like, can y'all come on with the word of the Lord today? So that is what we're going to do. So our topic, once again, but hold on, let me say this first. Happy spring.
Yeah!
Okay. Today is officially the first day of spring, but it don't feel like it do it. There's a little cool out there. A little chilly, but truly it is.
It's sunny, though.
Today.
It's beautiful. The sun is out.
I bought me some real beautiful Boston ferns yesterday, and I put them out on the front of the mansion. And I came back from the store, and they were blowing away. I was like, what is going on? No, I was trying to find some bricks to lay them down in the bush, and I just bought them inside. I was like, I'm not going to fight with the ferns today, okay? So I was waiting. Still a little windy today, so for y'all that have not been, like, watching us for the last, 2-3 months, we once again changed location.
Yes.
Yay! We had to come back where God told us. He said, get back over the rock. I didn't need to go over her rock. Okay? So we are back at the mansion on Park Road.
Yes.
We never left the complex, but we thank God for just giving us grace. So that's why we got to talk about that today.
Yes.
Sometimes we can do what we want to do, America. I'm going to confess again. I think I had repented a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going to repent again today. Because
hi, Gary.
I had went, you know, and I was trying to do some stuff, and we did a major transition here and family and all that. And I was trying to do what I thought was right. Okay, and it wasn't wrong. It was a good thing. I'm going to need y'all to catch this, but it wasn't a God thing. Okay? Because you can do a good thing, but if it ain't a God thing, don't be expecting that the flow to be all flavorish and the flow to be fruitful and all of that, because you stifle the flow. You know, because you didn't check with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You just did what you thought. So I'm just saying what I'm saying because I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
So I'll be an example for you today.
And we're all guilty. I know I'm guilty in the past. And but I was so beautiful about God. He's quick to guide us back in the right track. You know, so praise God, you know, for always leading us back in the right path. That's why he says, his word says his ways are higher, his thoughts are higher. And I'm like, okay, Daddy, you know best. Thank you for leading me back because I went this way. Now I got to go back this way. Straight path.
Get back on the path.
And we just want to thank all our new Facebook, their new brothers and sisters. Gary Wilkerson is from Compassion Park. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning,
and everyone that's tuning in
morning,
for the first time, thank you for your love and support.
Yes.
For this is all about for the glory of Jesus. So continue to pray for us. Leslie Pope, we love you.
Good morning, Cousin Carol. So good to see you this morning. I can see you, but I can't see you. You feel me? But I see you, girl. So thank you all, though, for really tuning in. We're going to get to the meat of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Grace makes and faith takes. Wow.
Yes.
And I was like, Marlo, you was off the chain. I know Jesus was off the chain.
That's what we're wearing these today.
Yes. Salvation is a gift.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. But we're going to go to the scriptures, which is Ephesians 2, chapter 2. 8 through 9. So, mm-hmm. Lord Kelly.
And I'm getting ready to read the Word of God. God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Y le pido al Espíritu Santo que toque nuestros corazones. And I ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and touch us for His glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it says.
I'm going to need you to slow it down a little.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
It says, for by grace
you have been saved
through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, Abba, our Father.
Yes.
Not of works, so that no one shall boast.
I'm telling you. Isn't that beautiful?
For we are workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for hand so that we should walk in them.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. One thing about this, if we're going to teach how grace makes some faith case, you got to go to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, because it says, for by grace. And a lot of people kind of like, you know, before Christ came, we were under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Christ has come, which has been over 2,000 years ago, we are now under grace. Because grace is something that God has done.
Mm-hmm.
God did that. You know, He did that for us because that's the love that He has for us. So first of all, we kept trying and we were right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's why He had to bring the perfect man through the Holy Spirit, through Mary, okay, the Virgin Mary, to manifest His time for us to be able to walk life and walk it out in that moment. Because that's what He says in the scripture.
Yes.
Okay, so grace is what God does, but faith is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The word says here that it is not of us, but grace is are ye saved. So that's salvation. And that's why we wear the shirts today, because salvation is the gift.
Yes.
And it's a free gift.
It's a free.
It really is. Now, it was a price that was paid.
Yes.
And it was paid in full. We
yes.
found on that about 4
yes.
weeks ago.
Yes.
Paid in full.
Ooh.
I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you. So, you know, some people say, you know, salvation is free. Well, no. It was a price that
yeah.
was paid.
There was a price.
It was
that's
a gift.
Right.
That's why
right.
I said here. It's a gift from God. So that's what's so amazing, but grace is already done. So there's no reason to go back and do that. And salvation also
thank God.
So that we can be saved.
Yes.
Also, salvation is an act of being delivered, redeemed,
mm-hmm.
or rescued.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ came to deliver us, redeem us, it's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He came to rescue us, y'all.
Because
mm-hmm. we were God.
Yes, from Lord, death and
yeah.
darkness. Woo! Thank
so
you,
God
Daddy.
All of the above.
Thank you, Father.
For you and for me and for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I love about you.
Yes.
So, Laura, what does that say to you?
It, you know, I just thank Him for His grace because I want Him to teach me to have grace, you know, for others, you know. And His grace to me is like His agape love, you know. It's that agape love, you know, His grace. And then as we just fall in love with Him and read His word and start understanding His grace, that He loves us so much that there's nothing that can separate us from His love. And you let Him speak to you, then that's when you mirror the word of God and read it, then faith starts growing. You know, it's when you start saying, God, well, even though everything looks chaotic, I don't see nothing happening, but because your word says this, you know, because of your grace, we are saved, and you have all these promises, you know, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to have faith and just believe, even if I don't see it. And faith is believing, even if you don't see it, but standing on His word. So I thank God for that.
That's the bottom line.
Yes.
Because here, I'm just going to kind of read what the Lord put on my heart to say,
mm-hmm.
but for our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the our faith thing, it is such a place of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Where the word says there are two or three more, He's in the
midst. He's in the midst. In the midst.
So that's that combined faith
mm-hmm.
where, wow, I'm telling you, the enemy is really in trouble.
Yes.
And that's why the emphasis of us coming together like church.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, us coming together where we're straightening out the assembling of ourselves.
That's right.
Coming together in one accord that we are uplifted in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He has given us grace.
Yes.
That way we can obtain and be, you know, not only purified, but be rejuvenated.
Yes.
In that place and encouraged.
Yes.
To go out and get everything that's already been provided.
And grow together.
Yeah.
Because I'm still growing, y'all. It's so much meat in the Word that every time I read it, it's a new revelation, a new understanding, and it's just so much, but I love it. I'm a student. I'm going to be a student every day till the day God calls me home.
Our faith takes what God has made available.
Yes.
It is truly what we simply believe. And as believers, we must know and understand what faith is in order to experience faith in everyday life. You got to know what you're doing. You know, a lot, and remember we talked on that about fumbling through our faith.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people fumble through it. I do it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I did it not too long ago. That's why we got over there. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You fumble through your faith, but that's okay. Pick it back up and run with it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Run with it.
Keep going.
That's what people do, like, for instance, in any type of game. You know, when people get enthusiastic about the games, you talk about
Ooh.
All the time, Laura.
Man,
stomach,
back. I mean, you name it. I'm serious. They even tattoo themselves the stars and.
So you got to get it. You know, if you fumble the faith, pick it back up. And
yes.
Keep moving.
Keep going.
That's what it takes. So that's the grace that's been given to us. So when you can go back and pick it up.
Yes.
You know?
And what's so beautiful about God's word that you need to read His word and see what He's telling you. Because if you stumble or you get off track and you go to people, be careful because you're going to get the wrong advice. And I've done it. I'm guilty. Anything I'm saying, I'm guilty of. And God is like, well, why did you go tell that person? Or why did you go tell even a pastor? He goes, why don't you seek me with your personal intimacy in the Word, which is our mirror, and let me talk to you. I mean, it's okay sometimes you share with people that are knowledgeable and all that. It's awesome because I've done it. But it's more awesome when you have that intimacy with God and you go to God yourself.
Well, what's so awesome about that? What you're saying is, too, if you go into the Father about it, then God is already going to have someone to confirm.
Yes, confirmation, you will.
Yeah.
And that's when,
yeah.
when you really gravitate to what He's telling you because He spoke to you first, then and then. I've done it to where I didn't know who to talk to, but I said, I know I'm going to go in the Word. And I started reading, and then He spoke to me. And then Pastor Bob or Pastor Marlo or somebody was preaching the confirmation God had gave me, you know, or the words that He gave, the answer. And then I heard it again somewhere else. And I'm like, okay, 3 times confirmation. I've gotten 4 times confirmation, seriously. And I'm like, that is so awesome. And that's when you know you're on the right track.
So we are going to teach this thing today, America. We're going to go talk to Marshall with our blog listeners. So we want to say once again, good morning to our blog radio listeners.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that you guys feel free to call in. And our call-in number is 606-668-2227. So I'm sure we're going to be listening to some of that virus holding this morning.
Is this thing on? Hey, where we at? Oh, for the men and women of God. The story right here, yeah, is about His love. I mean, after all we did, how could He forgive us? I am a mess. I am a wretch. How could you still forgive me? I must confess. I am amazed that you are still around me. Who does what you do? Cares quite like you do. I'm in awe of you. There's no one like you.
No one that can compare. I need no one but you. In spite of all I've done, you love me. I'm amazed by you.
By you.
And by all you do. If I ever had the chance, I would ask you, how could you love me? You love me like you do. How could you love me? You love me like you do.
Do.
Even though I'm a mess,
yeah.
Won't you give me your best?
me not to, I did it. It took some time for me to finally admit I was wrong. You don't deserve the things I do. You deserve the love that's true. Your forgiveness merely baffles my brain. There is no one like you. And by all you do, if I ever had the chance, I will ask you, how could you love me like you do? How could you love me like you do?
Oh, what I like. One word from the Bible could cut like a knife. One word from the Bible could change up my life. If it's love is a pizza, I'm taking a slice. I'm in love with the Savior, Redeemer of life. In spite of my credit,
okay?
He still paid the price. It's awesome, ain't it? A super sinner with a whole lot of problems, and he still pays the cost.
Oh, see, I feel so unworthy. Don't deserve your love at all. For you to take the fall for us don't make no sense at all. But I'm amazed by you, by all you do. If I ever had the chance, I will ask you,
how could you love me? You love me like you do. How could you love me? You love me like you do. Even though I'm a mess, you should give me your best. You love me like you do. How could you love me like you do?
Even though
I'm a mess,
probably would have left me alone. It was you who was there that one cold night, who kept me when no one answered my call. You could have deserted me just like anyone else, but somehow you stayed behind. Lord, you laid down your life as if in short sight. Another reason why I feel this way, and I am in love with you, love with you, love you more than I love myself. I am in love with you, so in love with you, can't promise I won't tell no one else. I can't help myself, can't help myself. Love you more than I love someone else. I can't help myself, can't help myself. Can't promise I won't tell no one else. You know me better than the world that wants to be my friend. You were there before the life I knew begun. And how can I begin to even tell you lies when you already know my fate? You could probably tell it all, like a fly up on the wall. You have the power to invade my space. I don't even mind it all,
the price you paid it all on the cross. You gladly took my place, and I am in love with you, so in love with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am in love with you, so in love with you. Can't promise I won't tell no one else. I can help myself. Can't help myself. No, I promise I won't tell no one else. I can help myself. Can't help myself. That I love you more than anyone else. Lord, I'm so in love with you. In love with you. Don't know what to do. I'm so in love. I won't tell no one else.